Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbon. I have been in three different cities in 3 days, Tony. It's great. Don't you miss the road?
Tony Kornheiser, I don't miss the road. Just the groupies, you know? Yeah.
Yeah, well, you know.
Just the groupies.
You can't have the groupies if you're at the crib, as Timmy Hardaway used to say. You can't have the groupies at the crib.
Well, that's technically correct. But let's say I had side entrances or, you know, doors through the basement. Let's say that we could work it out. Wouldn't that be good? Welcome to PTI, boys and girls. In today's episode, LeBron's elbow, a big game 7 for Alex Ovechkin and Tiger's first tournament since the Masters. But we begin today with the NBA East. The Cleveland Cavaliers won last night to advance to the second round against the Boston Celtics. But LeBron James hurt his right elbow. It hurt so much that late in the game, he took a foul shot with his left hand. It's all very mysterious right now. LeBron is saying to the Cavs fans, don't panic. But Wilbon, does this open the door for the Celtics?
It opens the door for somebody, Tony. Good question. I don't know if it's the Celtics. And the Celtics looked really good in their first round series. But as you pointed out, how much do you make of the fact that it was only Miami and they got a great one man, but only a one man team? It might open the door for Orlando, who I know you like anyway, might open the door for a Western Conference team. I don't know. The Celtics have looked really good. And if Kevin Garnett is getting back to be Kevin Garnett, not dragging that right leg around, maybe it does open the door, but I still got to favor Cleveland because LeBron's had this elbow thing for a while now.
So you don't make too much of the elbow. You don't think
not
that
yet.
It's some sort of tragic injury. Well, see, when I saw it last night, I thought of Colt McCoy in the national championship game.
Oh, okay.
That he goes into a pile and his arm goes dead.
Right.
Now, I would imagine that there's 50 elbow specialists flying into the Cleveland Clinic right now. But if he had a bad elbow, they're doomed because he's not going to score 35 a game with his left hand. They are doomed if this is a real injury.
But against Boston, I don't know, Tony. In other words, you got the Celtics going right through Cleveland. If LeBron...
If he's shooting left-handed, yes.
Well, he had the sleeve on. He didn't shoot left-handed all the game. We saw him put that right one in there while he was getting hacked on the play.
Do you think he made too much of it, that it became theatrical, or do you think it's a serious problem?
I think it may get serious as the game goes on, and guys have to play through injuries, like Kevin Garnett is doing, too.
Then if I was Boston, I hit him as hard as I could in the elbow 10 times in the first quarter.
Don't you think Big Baby would be available for that duty if Doc Rivers wanted him?
Why wouldn't you do that?
You would do it, especially in the old days. The desperately awaited game 5 between the Lakers and Thunder last night, that thing was over so fast, I had hours to just marvel at Leonardo DiCaprio's girlfriend. Unbelievable. Sitting right behind her. The Lakers, who looked so vulnerable in Oklahoma, exploited their size advantage to the tune of a 50-14 advantage in the paint through three quarters. And Kobe spent his energy harassing Russell Westbrook into a nothing game. So here's the question, Tone. Does this mean the series is over, or is there still more drama to come?
See, I don't think that's the question. I want to go back to Leonardo DiCaprio's girlfriend for a second.
Please.
Are we paying you to oogle Leonardo DiCaprio's girlfriend?
I'm sorry. It was 14-1, and Leonardo makes the late entrance. Well, actually, she made the late entrance.
Were you sitting in front of them, or were they in front of you?
You know they're in front of me.
Okay, I just want to make sure about that. Now, as to this particular question, who have I had all year winning the NBA title?
You have the Lakers.
Yeah, so this comes as no surprise to me. All right? I mean, I know you made the Oklahoma City Thunder into Cassius Clay, and you made the Lakers into Sonny Liston. Oh, my God.
I said it had the makings is what I said.
Well, and Oklahoma City missed how many shots in a row to begin the game?
Oh, 13.
So they were
very
nervous.
Was great.
They were very nervous, right? Look, they can go home and win game 6, but here's what we know to be true. They have never, as the Oklahoma City Thunder, never beaten the Lakers in Los Angeles.
That's right.
So why would they start now?
Well, the drama can come if you have... Look, crazy things can happen in game 7. You point out the injury factor to LeBron. A Laker, not wishing that. I think there's some more drama to come, but the Lakers took control of that series, Tony.
Yes.
You were right about that.
Yes.
They got it into Gasol and Bynum, who dominated the game, and Oklahoma City had no answer last night.
I went to my expert on basketball, Tony Reale, who said, get it into the big guys early and get a 10-point lead within the first 5 minutes, and you win.
You know who else it was no answer for? DiCaprio's girl. I mean, seriously.
The Capitals and Canadiens play Game 7 tonight right here in Washington, D.C. Alexander Ovechkin is the biggest star in this series and the greatest goal scorer in the league. but he has only won one playoff series. He's only been to the second round one more time than Tracy McGrady. And he is 1-2 in game sevens. So, Wilbon, what happens to Alex Ovechkin's stature if the Capitals lose tonight?
You'll start giving the Tracy McGrady treatment. I mean, you know, there'll be people, you and people of your ilk, and there will be millions.
People
and
there'll
be
a
lot of them in the nation's capital.
Not people of your ilk, in my ilk.
It'll be justified.
Well, that's right.
Here's the problem. When you have a rival who is your peer, I mean, essentially your age, he's there, you guys play 220 miles from each other, and he's getting it done in the Olympics, in the World Championship, and in the Stanley Cup playoffs, and you're not getting it done, it sticks to you.
See, I used to always call the Capitals choking dogs. I would not call Alexander Ovechkin a choking dog yet. I don't think it sticks so much to him yet as it sticks to this franchise, which is the worst in all sports in terms of these playoff series. Six times since 1985, that's 25 years, they have either lost a 2-0 lead in a best of five or 3-1 in a best of seven. Six times. And in those games, they're 0-20. 0-20. So this would be a continuation of a terrible string of bad luck.
How do you account for this? Because there's not much, you know, Tony, usually there's some overlap. No, seriously, there's some overlap. You know, when one group begets another, and there's a transitional figure. That's not even the case here.
Now, you know, I think they're going to win and win big like Detroit did last night. I do. I think they'll win big.
I think they're going to win big also.
But this is a franchise shifting moment.
You know what? You don't want to go down 2-0 to Montreal in this situation in game seven. Jamarcus Russell's career in Oakland may not be done just yet. Despite reports that the Raiders were set to cut him, Adam Schefter now reports the Raiders will not only not cut Russell, but he'll be at this weekend's minicamp to compete for a job. Tony, Russell's been a huge bust in Oakland, and the team has four other quarterbacks on their roster. So can Russell really have a future in Oakland?
It's hard for me to sit here now and think that he does because they traded for Jason Campbell.
Right.
And Jason Campbell's body of work in the league at the same time as a starter of Jamarcus Russell's is just much better. So why would they get Jason Campbell if they weren't going to get rid of Jamarcus Russell? Maybe they want to give him one last shot just to see. But I don't see, like, you know, him having this miraculous return at a minicamp.
I'm going to fast forward because I don't believe that he's seriously there for that. He's going somewhere else. The question for me, Tony, is if you're a team in need of a quarterback, maybe you're in need of a number two, and you got a proven quarterback tutor, would you take a chance on Jamarcus Russell? He's 24 years old. Even he says, I got a lot of football left in me. Would you take a flyer on this guy, considering he was the overall number one pick just 3 years ago?
He was the overall number one, and he has a very big arm. And he hasn't gotten himself into shape all the time, so there's some questions about his attitude. What's the team in the league that would usually take a guy with a big arm and questions about his attitude?
The Raiders.
They've already got him. And so he's got to go. He's in a gots-to-go situation.
He is.
And he's got to go somewhere else. Sure, I would take a chance on him, sure, but he'd have to commit to the fact that he tried harder than he's been trying apparently.
Yeah, he's got to commit to the fact that he's got to commit.
Yeah.
I mean, see, nobody's out there saying, oh, he's the first one in here and the last one to go. Sort of the reverse of that.
Nobody has said that. Let us take a break. But coming up, Derrick Rose wants Vinny Del Negro back next season. Will he get his wish?
Should. And LeBron's sweater, cool or questionable?
I like that sweater. I like
it. Get the latest soccer news both on and off the field with the SoccerNet podcast. Download it now at the iTunes Music Store and at Pod Center at ESPNRadio.com.
There's no guest today, so Mr. Tony has to do the heavy lifting. More headlines. With the Bulls out of the playoffs, Vinny Del Negro may soon be out of a job. But Bulls star Derrick Rose says he would vote to keep the only coach he's had in the NBA, but acknowledges it's a front office decision. You think the front office will listen to Rose, Wilbon?
Good question, Tony. There have been young players, and there are young players who would walk into an owner's office or a GM's office and say, hey, listen, you expecting all this stuff of me? I got something I want to say. Derrick Rose, not that kind of kid. He gave his vote. I mean, he said he publicly has gone out there multiple times and said, I want my coach. But he's just not that kind of demonstrative kid. I hope the Bulls listen to him, though, because Vinny Del Negro's done a better job than they give him credit for. Let's see if they do their jobs and bring in some free agent talent.
You know, if I were management, I would call Derrick Rose into my office and I would say, Mr. Rose, I appreciate everything you've said. You're under contract. Why don't you go out there and play? And why don't you leave the front office stuff to us? You've got a general manager and a coach who nearly came. They pushed each other and nearly swung at each other. And you've got to get rid of one or the other or both. Those are your choices. Okay, so if you want to keep the coach, you get rid of the general manager. If you want to keep the general manager, you get rid of the coach. We saw this happen with the Washington Wizards with two players, two centers, Eton Thomas and Brendan Hayward.
Right.
Got in fist fights, stayed there for years together. Did it work? No, doesn't
work. For them, it did. They're both on playoff teams now, Oklahoma City and
Dallas. None of them here.
Tony, you raise a completely fair point. And I feel bad for Derrick Rose if that's the case. There's somebody he meshes with. He's the franchise player, and he's a beast, okay? And again, if they fire Vinny, I think that's ridiculous. He's done a good job.
So
playoffs
don't
both
fire.
Years. They got rid of all the scoring. The
fire
second year,
Paxton,
he goes back to the
want.
Playoffs. Paxton better do his job. Sign some free agents. The Orlando Magic got me all agitated now, Tony. The Magic breezed through the first round of the playoffs, but Dwight Howard isn't pleased with how everything went. Howard complains on his blog, quote, "It was almost comical at times how I was getting fouls called on me. I just don't see other star players getting called for fouls the way I get them," close quote. Now, that's probably going to be an expensive complaint, Tone. Is it also a legitimate one?
Let me just say that I don't monitor his blog, but you don't hear a lot of players referring to themselves as stars. I mean, that's number one. Number two is the Angel of Stern is going to lighten this guy's wallet by at least $100,000.
No,
yes, he is, because he said, go ahead and make my day.
No, 35 grand.
No, it should be $100,000.
Bet me.
Well, you're in tight with
bet
the league.
Bet me the difference between the 35 and what you think
you're going to
get.
It should be $100,000. Secondly, the culture of whining on that team is unbelievable. Stan Van Gundy whines about refs, whines about MVPs. Now, Dwight Howard, the biggest, best player, he's whining about not getting fouled. Shut up already.
All that's true. I'm still trying to figure out if it's a legitimate gripe. Now, he committed some silly fouls.
He chases people
on the floor.
He chases and gets fouls. He chases people and gets fouls.
He chases people he shouldn't be chasing, and he commits fouls. And there were also some fouls you look at and go, why are they calling that? I don't quite understand it. That look, I'm not a guy to rip the officiating all the time. It's been a little uneven in the post. No, I'm not.
You rip it every game. You always say, don't let the refs change this by putting one team on the line.
And by the way, I was wrong about yesterday. Last night's officiating crew did a great job, except they didn't have to do anything but look at Leonardo DiCaprio's girl, too, because Oklahoma City didn't play.
We now arrive at the critical story of the show. After beating the Bulls last night, LeBron James donned a debatable top. Wearing a sweater with your own giant initials on it, Wilbon, fashion do or fashion don't?
Fashion don't for ordinary Joes like you or me.
Right.
All right, but when you guys have their own logo, I mean, Michael Jordan, I once asked him, how does it feel to get up and put clothes on with your own face, silhouette? I mean, that's got to be a weird thing. When you are iconic, when you are that big, all right, when you're on billboards and sides of buildings, you can wear what you want, and it comes off differently. Very smart look.
I love
LeBron.
The sweater, and I think he dresses much better than Dwayne Wade, and I know you think Dwayne Wade is a short guy.
I love Wade's dress.
I think LeBron James, this is a high-roll shawl collar on a high school letterman's or fraternity sweater. But when I saw LBJ at my age, I think of Lyndon Baines Johnson. I don't automatically think of LeBron James. I would love to have a sweater with a big black TK on it. I would love to have
once
that,
again,
and I would wear it.
LeBron, fashion do. Kornheiser, fashion don't.
And I'd wear it without a shirt. Huh? We're taking a break. When we come back, will Tiger Woods win this weekend? Don't send that sweater. I'm not doing that.
And is this soccer dive the worst ever?
People will send in a sweater and say, take your shirt off. I'm not going to do that.
I'm not having that.
No, can't have
I'll never
that.
Come back to the set if you show up like that.
Cannot have that.
Woo.
Sounded good at the time, though.
Racing fans, get the latest news from NASCAR from the J-Ski Podcast featuring Mark Garrow. Download for free at iTunes or on the Pod Center page at ESPNradio.com.
Time for the game that's hotter than Leonardo DiCaprio's girlfriend.
Please, that's close.
Here's our host, Anthony Joseph, Tough Juice Reality.
Tough Juice? They should put that on a t-shirt or something. First, the chances Tiger wins at Quail Hollow this week.
He was really close at Augusta, and he hadn't played at all. He has won at Quail Hollow. He's come in the top five two other times. I know Phil's at this tournament. Last three times they played in the same tournament, Phil has won. But to me, this is sort of a statement game for Tiger Woods. I'm going to go pretty high here. I'm going to go 52% that he wins.
Man, you are so impressed by his, you know, return.
Yeah, 11 under. 11 under at Augusta. Yeah.
I know it was good, but there were other people under and he didn't win. I think he still needs more time. I don't think you just sort of just take the rust off and just throw it in the baggie. And, you know, I don't think it happens that way. So I'm going to say relatively low. I'm going to say 7%.
That's,
I mean, I don't think it's time yet. The next
not relatively low. That's low.
I think
low.
He's going to start winning, but not this week.
Next.
Going low, Wilbon. Next. Yeah. The chance of Steven Strasburg dominates in the majors this season.
He threw five innings of no-hit ball last night in AA. His record is 3-0 with a 0.52 ERA. I grant you that's the minors. But two people we respect a lot, Dave Shinen of the Washington Post and Tim Kirchen, say this guy is really, really special. An arm is a precarious thing, so I'm going to go very high here. Given that circumstance, I'm going 28%.
I'm going to go relatively high in this way, Tony. You dominate this year. It doesn't mean you'll dominate forever. We've seen guys come right on the scene. Dwight Gooden, obviously. You know, going way back before that, Vita Blue. People have come in at 19 and 20 and 21 years old and been dominant, even if they weren't dominant later. Mark Fidrich, obviously not a fireballer, but he had the stuff. I'm going to say there's a 35% chance he comes and does it this year. Doesn't mean forever, but this year he could.
Okay. Hire me. Next.
Next, chances the Mavericks bounce back and beat the Spurs in this series.
Now, I know you've got the Spurs winning. I don't know why the Mavericks can't do this. They were the best road team in the West in the regular season. They won 27 road games. They got to win one road game. They had a better record even all year than San Antonio. So to me, I actually make them the favorite. I will go as high as 64%.
You're crazy. I mean, look, the Mavericks are really good. And this is a conference final caliber series. The play is just that good. And, Tony, you're right. Look, Dallas is terrific. They are well coached. They are good in so many ways. They got some depth now. They got Nowitzki and Kidd. But I'm sorry. I'm going to go back to an old formula. You're the San Antonio Spurs. You got the two best players on the floor. Tim Duncan, Manu Ginobili, whatever order you want. Ginobili right now is playing.
Ginobili has a broken nose.
And you got a Hall of Fame coach in Pop. Okay?
What's
they
going to
come back? 10% chance the Mavericks come back. That means win game six in San Antonio.
Cuban will never talk to you again.
I love
What's
him,
next?
But they're not coming back.
All right, next. The chances we'll ever see a worse dive than this.
Let's look at this in soccer. The guy on the right. Oh, he just falls down. We have to go all the way to the Faroe
Are
Islands
you kidding me?
To get this video. That's
he
what we'll do for you.
He waved at him.
But I'm going to tell you this.
Islands?
The Faroe Islands.
Where are the Faroe Islands?
It's like northeast of
Faroe
Britain.
Islands?
Northwest of Britain. Here's the deal.
Is Woody
In
Allen
the World
out
Cup,
there?
20 people will fall worse than this. It's a 96% chance this is not the worst we'll ever see.
It's a 100% chance it's not the worst we'll ever see. It's not even the worst we've seen. I know it. You know, all summer we're going to get clips from the World Cup where a guy is not even within 3 feet of someone else and he's going to fall down as
That's
if
right.
there's some force field pushing
That's right.
him down.
As soon as he sees a
this
ref.
Is what soccer does. I mean, please, come on. They should name these flops after like guys
By
like
By the way, Leonardo DiCaprio's girlfriend born in the Faroe Islands. Recap reality.
He's really? Not born in the Faroe Islands. She's Israeli, Tone. You should know that. Bar Rafael.
Born in Arizona,
famous.
Moved to Babylonia.
Okay, you know what? That's too old for me. Wilbon's getting the win. King Tut, it's like the 70s. Come
That's
on,
it
man.
That's it for odds makers. Time for a break, but on the way, the Red Wings turn their Game 7 into a laugher.
They're still alive, my pick. And Dwayne Wade says that was his last first-round exit for a while. What does that mean?
So you diss Steve Martin. I lose the game because of Steve Martin?
Are you going to do the happy happies with an arrow going through your head now?
And a banjo. I would certainly do that if I had the chance. Certainly. So they put the Botox here and here and here.
Over there too?
Yeah. Of course we are. Why wouldn't we be? Happy 44th birthday, John Daly. As you see from the video, this is also the 2-year anniversary of Daly frighteningly taking off his shirt and playing bare-chested for the cameras. The John Daly who turns 44, much thinner as you can see.
Oh yeah. Happy birthday, Tony, to Bridget Moynihan, Penelope Cruz, and Jessica Alba. We don't need to mention ages. We just need to, once again, I'm going to use my favorite word of the day, marvel.
Are they as pretty as Leonardo DiCaprio's girlfriend? Happy anniversary, Rasheed Wallace. This is an audio anniversary from 2003 when Sheed was on the Blazers. Enjoy.
Both teams play hard, my man.
The PR people in the league made up shirts that said, both teams played hard, my man. They loved it.
Kobe used it the other night in a reference and a question about officiating. He went to that as his bailout to keep getting fined $100,000, according to you.
Happy trails to the Phoenix Coyotes. The Coyotes are done after getting blowed out by the Red Wings 6-1 in Game 7 at home last night. So thanks for showing up. We hope you drove home safely. You're out of the league.
No, they're not out of the league. For a state-owned team, the league owns them. They did pretty well this season, Tone, for a team that hadn't been in the playoffs in about 8 years.
They're floundering. Time to find out what we messed up, Reali.
First, I'm looking at pictures of Leo and Barr right here from the game last night, Wilbon. You're not in the background. I don't know what happened here.
I wasn't lurking, standing over her shoulder like some kind of stalker.
Okay. Also, the Faroe Islands, Tone. All right, here we go. We'll put this up on the map. Up, up, up. In the middle of the water over here. Zoom out a little bit. This is where they are. As you said, north and west of Britain, and this is Iceland, so they're in the path of the ash in the last week and a half.
Tell me how my ash tastes, is what I would say to that. Absolutely.
Did Reali just say Britain? Like Britain. Martin Lawrence?
Like Martin?
Did I just go over this last week?
What did we miss, Wilbon?
We missed Fred Hoiberg being named the coach at Iowa State. He's an alum. He was called the mayor. Now he's the coach.
We missed my cousin Shelley Green's birthday. We missed the fact the Bachelor was tossed justifiably off dancing. And I don't even know who's going tonight. I'm not sure. We're taking a break. There's more PTI to come, including the big finish.
Reali, we're going to talk about pronouncing some T's later. Back in a few minutes. Until then, SportsCenter.
Good night, Canada. Welcome back to the PTI program. Okay, Wilbon, both LeBron and Kobe are hurting. Who has the better support around them to win in the finals?
Kobe Bryant, Tone. I mean, the Cleveland Cavaliers this season without LeBron, 1-5, and those came late. They played some pretty good games there, but still, they lost them. The Lakers, on the other hand, 6-3 without Kobe. Here's what Kobe's got. He's got Gasol, who's not just an all-star, but probably on your top three teams of all NBA players. You've got Odom, who's been an all-star. You got Derek Fisher, who has hit game-winning shots and wearing rings. You got Bynum, who, if the draft was held tomorrow, might be the first player chosen in the upcoming draft if it was held tomorrow. The Cavaliers have Jamison and Mo Williams, who are guys in their prime who can help you, but they don't have as much as the Lakers have.
Are you not going to even mention Shaquille, who you loved for so many years?
Shaq and Ilgauskas are... Shaq is a god, but he's past that point in his life where he's going to carry a team.
Okay. I believe that the answer as well is Kobe Bryant. I believe that the Lakers have won a lot of games when Kobe doesn't score many points at all, when he just distributes the ball.
Like last night.
Cleveland can't win unless LeBron is carrying them to victory. He leads them in every meaningful category. He's a beast out there. They are doomed without him. They have absolutely no chance. The second best player, if you take LeBron out, you take Kobe out, Gasol's the best player with everybody left on both teams.
No question.
It's possible Odom is the next best player.
I would say Tony.
So the answer is Kobe.
Yeah, the answer is easily Kobe in the Lakers. Yes, absolutely.
1 minute left and we go to the big finish.
Let's do it.
Kobe had the number one selling jersey in the NBA for the second straight year. Are you surprised?
A little bit. I thought with LeBron having the year he had, he might have equaled him at least a little bit. Dwayne Wade said this will be his last first round exit for a while. You agree?
Not if he stays in Miami and they don't get anybody else good. Then they're a first round and out team. The IOC stripped China of its bronze medal for gymnastics in the 2000 games for using an underage gymnast. You were there. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I was in Sydney. We knew those girls were like 13 years old then. What took 10 years to figure that out? Looking at Lucky is the opening line favorite of the Kentucky Derby. Is that a good choice?
My high school classmate Eddie Plutzer says Dublin will win. David Ortiz says he wants to play 2 or 3 more years in the majors. Do you think that will happen?
Well, maybe so, but I doubt they would be with the Red Sox all those years. Jazz can close out the Nuggets tonight in Denver. You think they're going to do it?
I know you think that Denver will win, but I have this feeling that Utah is just ready to win this game and end it. Last one, Bucks at Hawks, game 5 tonight. Who you got in that one?
I've been saying it's going 7. That would mean Atlanta would have to win at home, Tom.
We're out of time. We'll try and do better the next time. I'm Tony Kornheiser.
And I'm Mike Wilbon. Same time tomorrow, Knuckleheads. Check out the podcast on iTunes. Let's go back to Bristol.
Casey, Aaron, Siobhan, go to your room. What do you think? One of you? Huh?